Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with the presidential campaign. The headline, Donald Trump embraces wider use of stop and frisk police tactic, with a side note named Don King.
Well, that's right. Donald Trump knows that in order to win this election, he has got to get some of the minority voters to come out and either vote for him or not vote at all. And he brought out Don King himself, an ex-felon, boxing promoter of some disrepute. And the guy comes out and uses the N-word in its most pejorative sense. And of course, Trump is standing there looking on as if he's approving. You know, there's a certain legitimacy that sometimes gets conferred when a Jewish guy makes a Jewish joke or a black guy makes a black joke. I'm sure that's what they thought they were going to get away with there, but it didn't. It turned around and it bit him in the behind, and there was great insult taken from it. And of course, the media has done its job of making sure that everybody knew that it had been done. The point here is Trump doesn't want all the black vote. He can't get all the black vote, obviously. But his numbers are so low and people are so angry. If he could just peel off 5% or 10%, he'd be doing well. And he said, your schools stink and your neighborhoods stink and you're at risk. And then he comes out and makes it even worse, saying that he is for stop and frisk. Well, if there's one thing in the world that makes people crazy, it is that because they are black and walking, they are subjected to being frisked, or black and driving. All you have to do to understand why this is such an anathema to these folks subjected to this is imagine you're a lawyer. You've got a degree from Yale and you happen to be black and you're out, and all of a sudden a cop comes over to you and stops you and frisks you, and it happens on some regular basis. It's enough to make you very angry. And any of us can understand what that's like, because it wouldn't be that hard to understand what would happen if you were stopped and frisked because you were Jewish or because you were Catholic.
Sticking with this unfortunate theme, what about what's happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, Alan? Anger simmers in Charlotte as two narratives of police shooting take hold.
Okay, let's assume for a minute that the police narrative is correct, that there was a gun that was found there. And there are many people who just don't believe that stuff anymore, because there have been examples of police who carry that extra gun to throw down, you know, a dropsy. So it really becomes problematic as to whether or not the person who had been shot had a gun. What is much more important is this has been happening with some regularity, that when you add up all the killings, people who are black are much more likely to end up dead. And so, again, put yourself into the place of black community where parents have to lecture their children about how to respect a policeman or not to take any chances or put your hands up. It is enough to make you infuriated, and that's what's happened across the country. So that when you get an issue like this, you get all of these people showing up, protesting, and you got to believe that they believe what they're protesting.
The New York Times editorializes about Mr. Trump's stupid excuses on taxes.
Well, they're right. It's ridiculous. All the other presidential candidates have, in fact, always shown their taxes. And the Times gives all of the potential reasons Trump may not have done it. If Trump doesn't have as much money as he says he has, he's a liar. If he's been basically gaming the system to the point where he doesn't pay any taxes, for example. We don't know any of this. We don't know if it's true or if it's not true, or whether or not he's given the amount of money to charities that he says he's given to charities. All of this stuff could be cleared up, but he doesn't want to do it, and he doesn't want to do it with a passion, and it's really turning around and hurting him.
Some late news that may or may not happen, but I still want to talk about it with you, and it has to do with the governor's aide, Joseph Percoco, who's under investigation by Preet Bharara. Now word coming that that indictment may come down possibly today, Thursday, as we're speaking. Your thoughts about this ongoing investigation?
Well, obviously, this is very bad for the governor. He has described Percoco in the most glowing terms as one of the most important people in his family. And if Percoco, it turns out, has been gaming the system or has been in some way involved in any kind of criminal enterprise, it's just got to hurt the governor. In any case, these are going to be cases which are going to be brought on very specific grounds. Did Percoco engage in an illegal scheme? And was there any quid pro quo involved in all of that? We'll see.